Chapter 53. If you can provide a distraction from the front, then I should be able to slip around and surprise them from the side, Pitt whispered, studying the two guards standing like bookends on either side of the main residence door.
A visit from my pet monkey should do the trick, Giordino replied, patting the heavy red pipe wrench dangling from his belt.
Pitt lowered his head, then released the safety on his Colt. That they would have to subdue the front entry guards in order to gain entry to the residence was a given. The challenge would be to do so without firing a shot and alerting the small army of security forces that Borjin kept on the compound. The two men moved quietly along one of the reflecting canals that flowed toward the house, advancing in short, quick bursts. They dropped to the ground and crawled to a rose bed that circled around the residence's main covered entryway. They were within clear sight of the guards as they peered through a bed of ivory-yellow damask roses. The guards stood leaning against the residence in a relaxed state, accustomed to the uneventful grind of the night shift. Save for an evening walk or a late return from Ulaanbaatar, neither Borjin nor his sister were seldom seen after 10 o'clock. Pitt motioned for Giordino to stay put and give him 5 minutes to reposition himself. As Giordino nodded and hunkered down in the rosebed, Pitt silently looped his way around toward the far side of the entrance. Following the rosebed, he reached the entry drive and, as Gunn had done, gently stepped his way across the crushed gravel. The grounds were open from the road to the house, and Pitt moved quickly across the area, running low to the ground. The front face of the house was dotted with shrubs, and he ducked behind a large juniper bush, then peeked through it to the front porch. The guards stood as they were, oblivious to his movements in the dark just a few dozen yards away. Creeping forward, he picked his way bush by bush until reaching the edge of the covered portico. He kneeled to the ground, tightened his grip on the .45, and waited for Giordino to start the show. Seeing no suspicious activities by the guards, Giordino gave Pitt an extra minute before moving from the rosebed. He had noted that the column supports for the portico roof offered a perfect blind spot from which to approach the porch. He inched to one side until one of the columns blocked his view of the guards, then stepped out of the rose bushes. As he figured, if he couldn't see the guards, then they couldn't see him, and he angled his way right up to the backside of the column. The front door was less than 20 feet away, and he would have a clear shot at either guard. Without saying a word or making a sound, he casually stepped from behind the column, took aim at one of the guards, then hauled back and flung the pipe wrench like a tomahawk. Both guards immediately saw the squat Italian step into view, but both were too startled to react. They stared in disbelief as a red object tumbled through the air at them, smashing one of them in the chest, cracking his ribs and knocking the breath out of him. The buffeted guard fell to his knees, wheezing a moan of shock and pain. The other guard instinctively stepped to his aid, but seeing that his partner was not injured seriously, stood up to charge after Giordino. Only Giordino was no longer there, having ducked back behind the column. The guard stumbled toward the column, then stopped when he detected footsteps behind him. He turned in time to see the butt of Pitt's .45 strike his temple just beneath his helmet. As the lights went out, Pitt managed to slip his hands under the man's arms and catch him before he collapsed to the ground. Giordino popped from behind the column and approached as Pitt dragged the unconscious guard toward some bushes. Pitt noticed a sudden glint in Giordino's eyes just before he yelled, "Down!" Pitt ducked as Giordino took 2 steps and leaped directly toward him. Giordino stretched out and soared up and over Pitt, flying toward the first guard who now stood behind Pitt. The injured man had shaken off the blow from the wrench and staggered to his feet with a short knife, which he'd been preparing to plunge into Pitt's back. Giordino whipped his left arm forward midair, knocking the guard's knife to the side before tumbling into him with his full weight. They fell hard to the ground together, Giordino driving his weight into the man's chest. The pressure on the guard's broken ribs was unbearable, and the wincing man gasped as he tried to suck in air. Giordino's right fist beat out the cry, crashing into the side of his neck and knocking him out before another warble left his mouth.
"That was a little close," Giordino gasped.
"Thanks for the leap of faith," Pitt said. He stood up and surveyed the compound. The grounds and house appeared quiet. If the guards had triggered an alarm, it wasn't apparent.
"Let's get these guys out of sight," Pitt said, dragging his victim again toward the bushes.
Giordino followed suit, grabbing his guard by the collar and pulling him backward.
"Hope the next shift change doesn't arrive soon," he huffed.
As Pitt deposited his body by the bushes, he turned to Giordino with a twinkle in his eye.
"I think it may arrive sooner than you think," he said with a knowing wink.